Reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for Him as I should. Dear Heavenly Father, please hear my intercessory prayer. I come to you today on behalf of others. I beseech you, please forgive me of my sins. Dear God, I pray for those that need help today, those that need you in their life. Father, I pray for those that need your power right now. I pray for your children that need your protection. Send your mighty angels to protect them. I pray for those that need your saving grace. Let your precious Holy Spirit fill them up. In Jesus' name, amen.
He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Reading from Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. Reading from Matthew chapter 8, verse 3. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. A reading from Luke chapter 5, verse 17. O gracious Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins. I petition you, my Lord, on behalf of others. I pray for their well-being, for their health, for their strength. Touch them, O mighty Father. Heal them, soothe them from their pains, guide them on the path of restored health. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. Reading from Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. Dear Lord, please forgive me for my bad attitude. Forgive me for my grumbling, for my complaining, for my impatient heart, for the times when I have been ungrateful, the times when I have been in my childish bad moods. Give me the ability to maintain a positive mental attitude and a grateful heart. Teach me patience. Remind me of your goodness. Keep my mind focused on my benefits in Christ, so I do not become discouraged by the temporary hardships of this world. Fill me of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.